Hey friend, welcome home to the Naked in Truth podcast. In a world where it's hard to find the truth, we promise to keep it raw, real, and relatable. This is not your average fitness podcast. We're a community of people that choose to do it different. Naked in Truth is designed for you to own your potential, to live your life with intention, to expand your mindset, and find a community that empowers you to become the highest version of yourself. Each week, you're going to unlock a new understanding of how you can make your impact. You're not meant to be average. You're meant to own your potential. Here comes another raw, real, and relatable episode. It's time to grow. Welcome back to your favorite fitness podcast, the Naked in Truth podcast. It is your host, Sari D, and today we are going to talk about fasting for weight loss, and is fasting the best weight loss choice? I want to start out by saying that the only way for us to be able to lose weight is being in a calorie deficit. So if we want to gain weight, we need to be in a calorie surplus. If we want to maintain our weight, we need to be at maintenance calories. And if we want to lose weight, we need to be in a deficit. Now, a lot of people, when they think about fasting, they think that it's the fasting in and of itself that's helping them lose weight. But where fasting comes in as a weight loss tool is it shortens our eating window. I know that many of us have had somebody at work or around us stop eating at 8 p.m. at night and saying that they're not going to eat past this time period, and they seem to lose a lot of weight. Now, although we are less insulin sensitive in the evening and we tend to eat a lot of carbs, which means that our body isn't being as proficient in digesting and utilizing those carbs, that's not what causes the weight gain in and of itself. What is happening is that because we're eating throughout the day, or at least many of us are eating throughout the day, and we continue to eat into the evening, we end up pushing over those maintenance calories, putting us into a surplus and making us gain weight or potentially just maintain the weight where we're currently at, even though we're looking at making changes. So I want to make sure that people actually understand that it's not fasting in and of itself that's making you lose weight. It's that it's shortening your eating window and that you potentially could lose weight from shortening that eating window. But I also want to remind you that if you're not paying attention to what you're intaking and you're not doing anything to actually track what you're intaking, you could very much so be intaking too many calories in your fast in your eating window and still gain weight. So when we're looking at a 24-hour clock, that's what our mind likes to run off of. That's what our body runs off of. But when we're looking at calories intaken, we can really look at a week span in total. So you could have some higher calorie days and some lower calorie days and still be able to put your body into a deficit and achieve your weight loss goals. So it's not necessarily as much about when we're eating as much as it is about the portion sizes that we're eating, what the total energy input, aka calories, we are intaking. Now, our body is going to be able to be more proficient depending on how we split those nutrients, but there is a huge difference between males and females when it comes to their nutrient needs and when it comes to their ability to have success at fasting. Now, when it comes to females and fasting, I want to start out by saying, do not forget that we are fasting all night long while we're sleeping, okay? And many of us ladies, we want to schedule our fasting window to be after we wake up in the morning, and we want to potentially like push ourselves to the afternoon when we start eating. Now, this is something that is not good for any female in her childbearing years, okay? Especially depending on where you are in your cycle, your 28-day cycle. The truth is that fats are our fuel for our hormones. So we need to make sure that when it comes to us giving our body the nutrients that it needs to function well, to make sure that we're having good periods, to make sure that we're able to be able to have babies and be fertile, it's important that we do get the right amount of nutrients. A lot of the time when you're not tracking too, just like what I mentioned in that Ozempic video, is that we end up cutting our calories too quickly because we simply feel like less is going to give us more. But less is only going to give us more for a short period of time before metabolic adaptation is going to happen, and we're not going to be able to see the same success of weight loss. So as females in our childbearing years, we have to be a lot more sensitive to fasting compared to what a woman in her menopause years is going to require, solely for the fact that those sex hormones are changing and they're able to have more flexibility without the same nutrient profile first thing in the morning and throughout the day. So I want to make sure that we understand that depending on what age we are, depending on what gender we are, depending on how fertile we are, is going to make the world of a difference on your success in fasting. So with going back to us fasting all night long and then wanting to fast in the morning, what we need to understand is that we are most insulin sensitive first thing in the morning when we're waking up, which therefore means that our body is actually going to be able to utilize carbohydrates at the best rate that it possibly can, like the most proficiently, first thing in the morning. So when we are actually waiting until the afternoon to start eating, that's when our insulin sensitivity is starting to drop off. So we are actually not going to be able to utilize our carbohydrates as well. We're going to be spiking our blood sugar more simply for the fact that our body kind of dwindles down as the day goes on and we're getting later into the evening. I also want you guys to think about the evolution of, you know, man and woman over time. Back in the day, men used to be hunters and gatherers, and they simply would be out there looking for food and being able to expend their energy without feeling like they were tanking in the same ways as females. And the difference in our sex hormones is exactly the reason why, which is why I say that there's a huge difference between men and women in regards to what we're able to do and the nutrients that we need. A lot of the time when we're looking at different diet approaches, weight loss approaches, we see that, you know, men can typically get away with that one meal a day approach. I don't see that working well in females without seeing their stress spiking, without seeing hormonal changes going on. It really just doesn't benefit us to fast, especially until the afternoon or until the evening, and then eat a big meal.
I just want to take a quick break from this episode to remind you that you don't have to feel stuck anymore. In a world where there's an overwhelm of information, it can feel impossible to know where to start your health and fitness journey. It's my life's mission to teach others how to own their potential and keep health simple. You're here for a reason, and even if you feel like you failed in the past, I want you to see success like hundreds of the clients who have joined Team Authentically Fit and have chosen to do it different. If you're ready to stop gaining all the weight back that you lose, you're tired of the fad diets that fail, and you're ready to make long-lasting changes that make health simple and allow for you to look so good you didn't realize it was possible, I want you to message me the words "do it different" right now on my Instagram at authentically.fit, where I promise to change your life and allow for you to keep your results for good. Again, you do not need to waste time feeling stuck any longer. Send me the words "do it different" to my Instagram at authentically.fit, and we will discuss a plan that is specifically made for you and your success. One that's going to allow for you to own your true potential. I can't wait to hear from you.
I also want you guys to think about energy expenditure, right? When we are waking up in the morning, we just finished a long fast. Some of us are sleeping anywhere from 6 to 10 hours. So out of a 24-hour period, this is a substantial amount of time that we've already fasted. Then we're going to wake up, we're going to wait for our body to reset for about an hour first thing in the morning, and then we are going to jump into our first meal. And this is going to allow for us to be able to have the energy that we need throughout the day. Because the truth is that we can't always work off of our energy stores. We need some of that readily available energy. And when I think about how our body is designed with being most insulin sensitive in the morning, I think that there's a huge correlation in this, so that we can consume potentially more carbohydrates in the morning, be able to use them more efficiently, and be able to use some of that readily available energy throughout the day. Now, the other part is too, is that we need to understand that fats are not just fuel for our hormones, but they're also fuel for our brain. They're so important for us to make sure that we are functioning at our highest capacity. I know that almost every single person listening to this podcast right now has had a morning where they missed breakfast, Maybe you're not even a breakfast eater, but you typically find that as the day is going on, you just can't think as clearly. Maybe you're moody and irritable. Maybe little things are just starting to piss you off. And a lot of that is due to the fact that you don't have the nutrients for how hard you're trying to push your body. I can promise you that if you set yourself up with a great meal to start the day, to start the day with, you are going to notice a huge difference on the way your body and mind functions for the day. So I want you to start your day off with a meal that has at least 30 to 50 grams of protein. We are looking for a minimum of 30 grams of fats, and carbohydrates can vary, but with that insulin sensitivity starting first thing in the morning and being at its highest point, we should really be trying to push our carbs first thing in the morning and let it taper off as the day goes on, especially for the fact that our body does not produce insulin as proficiently at the end of the day, which means that we're not going to be able to utilize our carbs in the same way and not see the same spikes in our blood sugar. So I want to make sure that we recognize that the best things that we could do for our body is potentially flip our fasting window from instead of first thing in the morning to be in the evening, so that we just extend that window when we already know that our insulin isn't as sensitive, that our blood sugars are more sensitive at the end of the day. Because a lot of the time when we're tired, we start eating all these carbohydrate rich foods, right? That's when you're reaching for the chocolate bar, the chips, so on and so forth. And that's when our body is not going to be able to use that as efficiently. So when I'm looking at a day window for my females, how we should be doing it is instead of fasting first thing in the morning, when we actually need that energy, when we're actually most insulin sensitive, we should actually be flipping it to the evening that we're fasting and extending that sleep window fasting period. You know, if I could give you the best advice for your hormones, females specifically, we should be waking up in the morning. We should be having about an hour that we allow for our metabolism to start waking itself up. Then we go into our meal of 30 to 50 grams of protein, minimum 30 grams of fats, a nice carbohydrate rich meal. And I'm not talking about a muffin. I'm not talking about a bagel even in and of itself, you know, going to Tim Hortons and grabbing yourself a bagel or Dunkin' Donuts. What we need to be doing is, you know, some quality carbohydrate sources, right? So even if you could have some slower digesting carbs, like some oats or something made out of whole grains, and having some quick digesting carbs with that as well, like some fruit. Okay. So we're going to have our breakfast and then we're still going to eat our lunch. If we feel like we need an afternoon snack, great. Then we're going to have our dinner, and then we should allow for ourselves to stop eating, hopefully roughly about anywhere from three to 4 hours before bed, and making sure that you are trying to not eat when the sun has gone down. These are tips that are going to absolutely transform how your body functions, being able to maximize your circadian rhythm, your sleep-wake cycle. It's going to be much easier for you to be able to function throughout the day and not feel like you're starving, because what ends up happening is that when you go into this morning fast after you've already fasted while you're sleeping, then you end up binging in the evening. You have the best intentions, but you've pushed your body to function without the nutrients it needed for the day. And now you're hungry in the evening and you're not listening to your self-awareness, and you're going into the pantry and you're munching whatever you want to munch. And you're like, shit, I shouldn't have done that. You wake up the next morning and you're like, I'm going to not eat again. And it just gets into this vicious cycle. I know that many of you are probably like, oh, damn, that is literally what I do. Even just for my breakfast skippers, I don't care what anybody says, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Because like I said, the readily available energy that it provides for us, it is the fuel that we need for our hormones. And the other part is too, is that it allows for us to be satiated so that we're not trying to push ourselves on an empty tank. I really want us to recognize that men might be able to fast in the morning without seeing the same effects, simply for the fact that they do not have the same sex hormones as us. We are two totally different species. So men, you might be able to extend that window in the morning, but do I still believe that maybe eating within 3 to 4 hours of waking would be a great suggestion for you to still have the readily available energy and utilize your insulin when it's going to be the most proficient? Absolutely. So really, there are a lot of similar patterns between us, but there are still striking differences. And if you're a female in menopause, then you are able to sustain fasting a little bit easier than what a female in her childbearing years would. So you might be able to get away with that morning fast where, again, maybe 3 to 4 hours after waking, then you're starting to get your first meal into you. Now, we just need to understand that our body changes as we age, as our sex hormones change, and depending on what sex we are in and of itself, whether we're male or we're female. So I hope that this podcast has really helped you understand that, number one, fasting is not what creates weight loss in and of itself. It is something that is created through a calorie deficit, and sometimes shortening your eating window helps you create that calorie deficit. The other part that I want you guys to really take away from this is that if you're not tracking what you're eating, it's going to be really hard to understand if you are in a calorie deficit. A calorie deficit can be created over a week, not just necessarily a day span. So you can have different calorie targets throughout the week, but overall that weekly total needs to still bring you into a deficit. It's going to be different for men and women on what the approach is, on what approach is best for us. And that goes back all the way to our natural evolution. If we are disregarding eating first thing in the morning, or even not eating until the afternoon and making that our fasting window when we wake up, we're going to be that much more likely to not function well during the day and to also binge eat at night. This is something that might work short term for you, but if you want to see success with fasting, shorten your eating window in the evening, okay? Like, make sure that when you are coming closer to that bedtime, like 3 to 4 hours away, that you stop eating. If the sun is about to go down, stop eating. Make sure that you push those carbohydrates earlier on in the day instead of eating them later in the day where it's going to spike your blood sugar levels heavier. I just want to make sure that you guys take all of these tools and make the decisions that are best for you. Because just like one meal a day is working for some people, having a fasting window for other people, maybe taking a certain like meal type approach, whether you're doing a carnivore diet, a Mediterranean diet, you know, different things are going to work for different people. So this is not me telling you that one size fits all, but there definitely is a lot of science behind human evolution and what works for our body. So please always make the decisions that are best for your lifestyle, something that you're going to be able to stick to. And I just know in my experience as a personal trainer that fasting has not been something that is sustainable long-term for majority of people, nor does it allow for them to function at their best, especially when they're trying to put that fasting window first thing in the morning. So thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. And you know that I will catch you on the next one.
And that's another honest episode drop. Thank you for tuning into Naked in Truth, where we come together each week to own our potential and level up our lives with intention. Don't forget to head over to my Instagram page at authentically.fit, where you will find more inspiration on how I can transform your life and make health simple. And you know, reviews are so important for building a community of like-minded people. So if you enjoy this podcast, please take 2 seconds out of your day to leave a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so more people like you can learn how to own their potential too. If you love this episode, make sure to share it with someone who you know needs it. Thank you so much again for tuning into Naked in Truth. And remember, love always wins.